Ula Abayev Rovo Damatli Asluye. He saw them when they used to make Mesulas Apayim, they didn't go straight down on the face, but a little bit on the side. They tilted themselves to the side. Rashes Al Tideim, Vulay Neuflan Al Pinei Mamish. Like the Gemara before, another choshev should not fall directly on the floor. Therefore, when they used to make a filas apayim, not that they didn't do anything, but a little bit on the side, they tilted themselves to the side, not to be directly the face flat on the floor. B'yom Mishnah says, B'yom Tiv Chamisha, Yom Tiv Gibat Five Alis, B'yom Akipurim Shisha. The Gemara must be some money. Who does our Mishnah go like? That says this five, and then six on Yom Kippur, and seven on Shabbos. And now Mishnah says, if you want to be Moisiv, you could be Moisiv. You can't do less than these, but on these days, if you want to eat it, you could eat it. So Mar says, Amani, who do we go like? The Chur Lar Rabbi Yishmael, for Lar Rabbi Akiva. Can't go like either of these two. The Tanya would learn like this. Be Yom Tiv Chamisha. That's good. Yom Tiv, you give five Aliyahs. Or Yom Kippurim Shisha. Or Be Shabbos Shiva. Of it says, Ein Poichsin Mehen, Be Ein Moisifin Aleihim. Divi Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Shmuel says, even on Shabbos, you can't give more than seven aliyahs. You're not allowed to be Moisif on the seven aliyahs. Samila al-Mishnah can't go like him. Al-Mishnah says clearly, just you can't make less than seven. But if you want to make more, you can make as much as you want. And here Rabbi Shmuel says, even on Shabbos and on Yom Tiv, and Yom Kippur, you can't give more than the five, six, or seven. Vaita, Rabbi Akiva says, the Yom Tiv Chamisha. On Yom Tiv Shino, there are five aliyahs. Over Yom HaKippurim Shiva. That's how he differs from our Mishnah. The Bekiva Shita is that on Yom Kippur there are seven aliyahs. Over Shabbos Shisha, he holds Shabbos has less. Yom Kippur has seven and Shabbos has six. And also he says in Peichsimihen, you can't give less than them. Abu Masifin Aleim. But you're allowed to add. The Chura adding means in any one of these. On Yom Tiv, on Yom Kippur, or on Shabbos, if you want to add, you're allowed to add. So the Chura Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? E Rabbi Shmuel is Kasha Tosefis. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's good, the five, the six, the seven, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, but our Mishnah says if you want to add, give more aliyahs, you're allowed to. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, ain't my sif, and you can't add, even on the Shabbos, you can't add. So our Mishnah can't be Rabbi Shmuel. E Rabbi Akiva, Kasha, Shisha, Veshiva. The Chali is different. He says that in Yom Kippur you have seven aliyahs, and Shabbos six. And we do, our Mishnah says not like that. So who does our Mishnah go like? Amarova, Tona, the Rabbi Shmuel. I tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Tona, the Rabbi Shmuel. That's what our Mishnah goes like. The Tona of Rabbi Shmuel. We learned, the Tona of Rabbi Shmuel learned, that the Yom Tiv Chamisha, on the Yom Tiv we give out five aliyahs. The Yom HaKippurim Shisha, six aliyahs. The Shabbos Shiva, on Shabbos there are seven aliyahs. And the Lacha is, in Peichsim Him, you're not allowed to give less than these, Abu Masifin Aleim. But if you want to, on the Yom Tiv, on the Yom Kippur, on the Shabbos, you're allowed to add more aliyahs. You're allowed to make yourself as even on Yom Tiv. This is Rabbi Yishmael Shita. So this is the way Tana of Rabbi Yishmael learned. So according to Tana of Rabbi Yishmael, it's very good. He learns Mamas like our Mishnah. For the Gemara, if so, Kasha to Rabbi Yishmael, out of Rabbi Yishmael, according to Astir and Rabbi Yishmael. Before we had that Rabbi Yishmael said, Ein Maisif in Aleim. And now Tana of Rabbi Yishmael is learning that this base of edge is learning over the name of Rabbi Yishmael that you are allowed to be Maisif. So according to Astir and Rabbi Yishmael, there are two Tanaim according to Rabbi Yishmael. So Gemara says Enechnami, and Gemara trade Tanoim leave the Rabbi Shmuel Enechnami. There are two different Tanoim that says over the learning of Rabbi Shmuel. So Mela, there's no stira. That I call upon him. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel the way Tana the Rabbi Shmuel learned that on Shabbos and Yom Tov and on Yom Kippur you could add, and let's say the five year Yom Tov, six Yom Kippur, and seven on Shabbos. Gemara says Man Tana lehod Tanya. Who is the Tana of this brisa? We learned like this. The Yom Tiv Ma'achrin Lovoi. On Yom Tiv, you're allowed to come to shul a little bit late. That means they start Shachas a little bit later. Or Ma'arim Lotzeis. And you're supposed to leave early to go straight home. So Rashi says, The Yom Tiv Ma'achrin Lovoi, the Beis HaKnesses Shetzorach Letroyach Pesudis Yom Tiv. Kach Mefurish Mesech Lesoifrim. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tiv. So the time they used to cook before they went to shul. So therefore, they're busy cooking in the morning. They're allowed to start shul a little bit later. Or Ma'arim Lotzeis, as soon as you get finished, you're supposed to go right home. Mishum Simchas Yom Tiv. There's a mitzvah Simchas Yom Tiv on Yom Tiv. He's also to have Yisudi right away. So don't be marach too much. She go home right away. That's on Yom Tiv. B'yamaki Purim, just the opposite. Mimarim Lovi, he's supposed to come early in the morning. Like there's no need to cook, you can't cook in Yom Kippur. Or Ma'akrim Lotzes and take your time to go out. Because there's no Simchas Yom Tiv. Over Shabbos, Memarim Lover, that's also good. On Shabbos morning, come early, because you can't be cooking on Shabbos. Your cooking has to be done Friday. So you can't be Yosef and cooking, so come to Shul early. Over Memarim Lot says, when he gets finished early, in order to go, Menav Yoinik Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to have a Suda on Shabbos also. Trashi b'Shabbos Memarim Lover, Shekvah Tiknu HaKulev, Miera Shabbos, everything is prepared already. V'yofa Lamar B'yosin Likros, Likros Shema Kivasikin. It's kedai to come to shul early, Rashi says, in Kivasikin. He's not talking about if you daven start davening 8 o'clock or davening 9 o'clock. That he's not talking about. He's talking about if you start davening 5:30 in the morning or start davening 6:30 in the morning. Hey, Shabbos, you start davening 5:30 in the morning. It's Kivasikin. As soon as it gets Shkias, so sunrise, that's when you start davening Shabbos in the morning. Well, Mariam Lord says, Mishu Monik Shabbos. You'll have to go home right away, right after davening. You go home, Mishu Monik, in the midst of earning Shabbos, to have a Sudan Shabbos. That's what this Brisa says. The Mora says, Leimer Rabbi Kiva. The Chura, our Mishnah's go according to Rabbi Kiva. The Yistle Gavri Yisaira. That he holds an extra Aliyah on Yom Kippur. Because that's what the din is, to take your time. Yom Kippur holds Gavri Yisaira means Yom Kippur holds that in Yom Kippur there is 7. So that's why it's Makrim. It says, come out later on Yom Kippur, because there's an extra Aliyah on Yom Kippur. Skura goes according to Rabbi Kiva. The Yisla Gavi Yisera, Skura says, no, I feel the time of Rabbi Shmuel. Even if you want to say it goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, then on Yom Kippur you only have 6 Aliyahs, and Shabbos has 7 Aliyahs. But enough is Shidurei Diyayimim. But Kopernik is a big Seder Hayayim. On Yom Kippur you have a long davening to do. So that's why it says Makrim, you go out late, because it's a big Seder to daven. Love after the extra Aliyah takes the time. But Toshit, there's a long davening on Yom Kippur. That's why it says Ma'achrim, we leave a little bit later. Right. Hani, Shloisha, Chamisha, Veshiva, Kenegan, Me. Like the thing of Yom Tif has 5 Aliyahs. In the middle of the weekdays, we have 3 Aliyahs. And on Shabbos, we have 7. What about Yom Kippur? We don't talk about Yom Kippur. Tomorrow later, we'll talk about Yom Kippur. About the 6. What about Rosh Chodesh? That ties the Astakasha. Why we don't talk about Rosh Chodesh and the Moyed? So Maisa, we have it like this. We have in the middle of the weekday, on a Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos, Mincha, we give out 3 Aliyahs. So after Gemara asks, how come 3? Then the next Seder is 4, on Chol HaMoed and on Rosh Chodesh. That Gemara doesn't discuss. The Torah says, that was treated to them, that since we have a Tfilos Musaf then, so since it's extra davening, therefore you have an extra Aliyah. That Gemara didn't have to speak out. Really, it's like 3 Aliyahs, just since on Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh, there's Musaf, therefore we have 1 more Aliyah. Then the question is, Chamisha, Akam on Yom Tif, you have 2 more. But just because of Yom Tif is not Mestavah to have 2 more, we have to have a new reason. And who are then Shiva, Akam on Shabbos, we have 7 Aliyahs. About Yom Kippur, that the Gemara later will discuss. So Akam, so we have 3, 5, and 7. So Gemara says, Pligi bo Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achmeni v'chad amei. It's a machloit, it's a Yitzchak ben Achmeni and somebody else with him. Omani Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. The other Shita is Shimon ben Pazi. The Yamar lost something like this. The 2 Shitas were like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, he said one. V'chad yamin, somebody with him, Omani Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achmeni. Just the opposite way. The Yamar lost some say, Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni. Yeah. That Chadama once says, Kineged Birchus Kanim. It's Kineged the Psukim we have in Birchus Kanim. Rashi says, Birchus Kanim. Shloisha Tevis Apostle Rishon, the first word, Recho Hashem Yishmerecho has 3. The Chamisha Apostle Sheni. The Shiva Apostle Shlishi. So in the 3 Psukim of Birchus Kanim, you have 3, 5, 7. That's the Merumas here of this, different Aliyahs on weekday, Yom Tif, and Shabbos. The Chadoni asks, why? Avichadama once says, Kineged Shloisha Shermi Asaf. There are psukim in Novi that talk about the people that watch the king. So Vaistos, we're talking about laying in the Torah now. It's an Indian of covet, give covet to the Torah. We talk about this rumors in the people that watch the king. One pasuk says, Shloisha Shermi Asaf. There were 3 people that watched the Saf, watched the door by the king. Chamisha Meroya Pnei Melech. Another pasuk says the 5 people were able to see the face of the king. And Shiva Roya Pnei Melech. Another pasuk says 7 people were able to see the face of the king. So the kids said these are different people, Cheshuvim, were able to work with the king. Therefore we have these in Yonim. So Rashi says, Chamisha Meroya Pnei Melech, Shiva Roya Pnei Melech. Shiva Heim, Kedasiv, Shiva Sare Prasa Modim, Hem Yesh Chamisha Cheshuvim. Lochim Shloisha Shom Yisaf Sefer Sefer Melochim Ukenegd Them Tiknu Elu Meein Dvar Malchus. Just like here, it's talking about the Pesukim about kingdom that the king has these people in front of him who are then reading the Torah. Has to do with our Melech Hashem. We're reading his Torah. We're talking about these Pesukim of Malchus. Tosis just doesn't like Rashi's pasuk. Rashi brought down the pasuk by Achashverosh. So Tosis says Pirush Hakunshu is Achashverosh. The Kashu Leim and the Tikta Chum Kineged in Yonel Shleis the Rasha. We're not going to mistake in 5 and 7 because by Achashverosh the Rasha he had those people there. A Gak Pirush Ben Atam Moshe Naksuv Mesifri Yirmiyo Umalachim Ksiv Hashem. They're talking about the Malachim Yiddish Malachim. So therefore you have these in Yonim. Amola says 3 people. Amola says 5. Amola says 7. So that's the same. That's why we also lay in the Torah this way. It's also in of Malchus. Tana, Rabbi Yosef, Gimel Chamisha v'Shiva. Same thing. Shloisha Shomri Asaf, 3 people that watched the gate by the king. Chamisha Roya Pnei Melech, 5 were able to see the king, and Shiva Roya Pnei Melech, another 7 were able to see the king. Omalei Abaye, Ada Idna My Time Le Pirish Lo Mar. Like up until now, how come you didn't explain? How come you didn't tell us? This is the reason why they were Masakim 3, 5, and 7. So Amalei answered back, Loi hevi yadana detzvichusalei. I did not know that you need me. Like, why don't you ask me? Or me beisim inoy milsed. Did you ever ask anything from me? Loi amru luchu. I didn't answer you. Like, if you wanted to know, you should have asked me. So Amalei Yaakov minoy, Rabbi Yehuda, hani shishad yamakipurim kinegin me. So far we can explain 3, 5, and 7. 4, Tosis says that's Shrita. Rosh Chodesh has one more because of Musaf. But how come Yom Kippur has 6? Where does 6 come in? Omalei, they say, can I get Shisha, Sha'omdu, Miyamino, Shal Ezra, Veshisha, Mismurli. It's going on the Pasuk, can I get, there were 6 people that went to see Yemi, that saw, Ezra, 6 on his right and 6 on his left. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Vayamoid Ezra, Asoifer, Amigdalites, Asherosul, Adover, Vayamoid Etzloi, it says, Matisyo, Veshema, Vyanoya, Vyurio, Vichokyo, Oma Seyo, Ayamino. As these 6 were on his right. Or Mismurla on his left was Tedoya, or Mi Ishoel, or Makiya, the Choshum, the Chashbadona, Zechaya, Mishulam. So therefore it says the Pasuk here that he had 6 on his right, 6 on his left. So Vais Nochmum Rum is in 6. That's why in Yom Kippur we read a 6. For the Gemara, Hainu Shiva Heavy, how do you have 6? The Chur there are 7. On the left side there were 7. And the Gemara, Hainu's Chaya, Hainu Mishulam. They were the same person. If you're my Kori Mishulam, why is he called Mishulam like a whole, a complete person? The Mishlam B'Yuvdei. He was a perfect, all his midas were perfect. Rashi says, Totonim B'Maitzah. He was a tzaddik, whatever he did everything complete. That's why he really is one person. So here to the Pasuk in Ezra, you got 6 on the right, 6 on the left. Rumors of that, we have 6 aliyahs on Yom Kippur. Tana Rabbonin, Ha'akel Olin Leminyan Shiva. Anybody who ever given aliyah to goes into the minion of the 7 aliyahs. Ha'akel Olin Leminyan Shiva. V'afilu Katan, really even a Katan could get an aliyah. V'afilu Isha, really even an Isha also is allowed to get an aliyah. Avulom Ruchachom, the Chom said, Isha Latikra Batara. It's not nice to give an Isha an aliyah by the Torah, Mifnei Kovet Tzibur. It's not covered for the Tzibur to have a lady reading the Sefer Torah. If a Rabbin is not covered at Tzibur, so we don't do it. That a cotton, also a minig is not to give a cotton aliyah. Only maftir, you give a cotton a maftir. Iboilihu, maftir mao shiyala leminyan shiva. That we know that after we have 7 aliyahs, we do, we make maftir. So Gemara Suffolk is, as maftir, could that be shvi? Or does it have to be the way we do it, that after shvi, then we'll make maftir? Is the maftir part of shvi or not? So Rav Huna Rav Yirmi, Barab, Machlokes. Chadama 1 says, Oila, yes it is Oila. Maftir could be in the place of Shvi. You don't have to give 2 aliyahs, Maftir and Shvi. Maftir is Shvi. If you want to. And if you want to, you can make much more. You're allowed to be Moisef on Shabbos. The Chadama 1 says, no, ain't Oila. Like we know, like we do it. That Maftir is not Oila for Shvi. You have to give first 7 aliyahs, and then you give another one, Maftir. Man diyom oila, the one that says oila is good. Do a kari? Because Manashach, he's reading the Sefer Torah, like why not? If he's reading it, so let this shvi, let that be maftir. Like why not? Man diyom ein oila, the one that says no, it doesn't help. Kidi ula. The yom arula, ula says like this. Mifnei ma ha maftir benovi tzorach shiyikah b'torah. How come, like maftir really, he's the one that's going to read the after. So really, all he should do is just read the after. How come our minig is to let the maftir get an aliyah also? Why the chal does he have to get an aliyah altogether? The teretz says, mifnei kovet Torah. Our kovet haTorah, like it's not nice that he should just read maftir and not read from the Torah. Like don't go to maftir straight. So as Kavanat Torah, first you have to read from the Torah, and then we'll let you read them after. Daf Torah. So Drashim if they cover Torah, Shlo Yeh Kavanat Torah V'Kavanat Navi Shavah. Shouldn't be equal. Like one person gets the Torah, and another person gets the Novi. It looks like it's equal. We don't want that. We want the Novi to be secondary to the Torah. So therefore we make it that even the person who reads the Av Torah, he already got an Ali in the Torah. Well, that comes first. And secondary, after you read the Torah, then we'll also let you read the Av Torah. They'll read the Novi. But the Novi is only secondary, not like that, like the Torah itself. So therefore we let him read the Torah also. So Rashi says, V'chivon de mishum kovet Torah hu, for loy mishum choiva, lava minyon hu. Since he's not a choiva that he has to read, so therefore he's not from the minyan, he's not included. There is that we have to have shiva, seven aliyahs, those are seven choivas to have a chiyav to read. We have to give out seven aliyahs. Now that this maftir, really he is avoidu to say the Av Torah. We give him an aliyah now as kovra Torah. So it's only a new inyan mishum kovra Torah, so it's not mistava that aliyah would be good for the seven aliyahs that has to be mishum choiva. But the more mace we have a kasher on you. That's more fierce choice because mishum kavod Torah. The chibur the mishum kavod Torah leminyan aloy solik. Since the only reason why we let the person that reads the novi, the reads the after again aliyah, is only mishum kavod Torah, so it's not a real choice to do it. Therefore, it does not help for the first seven aliyahs. Mace we have a kasher on you. Ha maftir benovi. Whoever reads the novi is loyif choice mi eshvim chad psukim. He can't read less than 21 psukim. Usually the after with the Navi has to be 21 psukim. Why? Keneged Shiva Shekora B'Torah. Keneged the seven that read from the Torah. There are seven aliyahs, so each one has to read at least three psukim. So 21, that's how you have 21 psukim. So the question is now, V'yim Isa, if you're going to tell me now that the one that gets maftir has a new aliyah, he's like the eighth aliyah, he reads posh another psukim, another three psukim, so himself, V'yim Isa, Eschrem V'yabo heaven. Really, what it should be 24 psukim, it should be. So what is the novi enough to the maftir, the half Torah, enough to be 21 psukim? Really, it should be 24 psukim. The Teretz says no, that Kiva, the Teretz says Kiva, the Mishum Kavod, Torah,